Over two centuries ago, it was England that taxed our tea. Now it's Brussels trying to regulate our companies. Under new European regulations, American businesses face crushing fines, forced disclosures, and foreign red tape that kills jobs here at home. America's laws should be written in America, not Brussels. Reject European regulatory overreach and uphold Trump's trade deal. Paid for by Americans for Limited Government.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Cap Podcast. This is your guy, JD, and we're going to do what? We're going to cultivate.
And this is your girl, Erica J, and we're going to accumulate, and together
we will all prosper. It's good to be back in the booth for another episode. How you doing today, Erica?
I am absolutely good.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Let's do this.
Yeah, we got an esteemed guest today, as always. So I look forward to this episode. So let's get off into the buzz. First buzz topic, SNAP benefits. Potential counsel for 40 million Americans during this government shutdown. Today, as we record, is October the 31st. Tomorrow's November the 1st. What is your take on that?
I've had like so many mixed emotions. I'm reading what folks are saying, that it's going to be a riot if this happens. It's going to be bad. We don't want to be out in the streets if they let these SNAP benefits go away. Then you have some who are like talking about the ones who are always taking advantage of the benefits. So it's like so many people saying so many things. My main thing is I want to know that the people who need to have food are able to get food. So for this to come to this, for the government shutdown to come to this, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot of people who abuse that, but then there's a lot of people who don't.
Yeah, need it.
And so it's not even a catch-22. It's like the government has a responsibility to folks who are, whether disabled, the children, or whoever it is, but a lot of people looked at this as something dealing with people that have our complexion. They think it's only people that look like who are black and brown.
And that's not the case.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people who are on these SNAP benefits. And it shouldn't even matter, but that's the game that's being played. Hopefully, by the grace of God, something will come about to avoid that. But if it does, and we're heading into Thanksgiving, you know, there's only so much that churches, food banks can do.
Right, and so, you know, I have heard that it's been different people wanting to step up and help with getting the food out. I heard Mayor Paul Young was talking about getting some things done. But I'm just hoping that a really good resolution can come to all of this, because you don't even want to run out of food. You know, they're always feeding the homeless and always feeding other people when it comes to Thanksgiving. So This is a lot.
It's been a lot these past 9 months since this administration has taken office. But that's another story for another day. Second topic, officer in the Sonya Massey shootings found guilty on second-degree murder. That's Sean Grayson. I'm just going to be honest with you. He's found guilty on second-degree murder, so that's he can face up to 20 years.
Or probation.
Yeah, or probation, mm-hmm. which it should have been first degree. Looking back at that video that happened a year ago, it was really disgusting and sad. But once again, this is some of the things that we have to deal with in this country in 2025, not 1955 or 1945, exactly. but in 2025, even when there's footage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So hopefully, you know, we shouldn't just have to celebrate a conviction, but it should be full extent to the full extent of justice. But hopefully that he will get all of that time and not slap on the wrist, because that was senseless to take that lady's life. So
just to recap on that, for those of you who are trying to remember this story, this is about Sonya Massey, who called 911 because she thought there was a prowler outside her home last year. And deputies responded, and she had a pot of boiling water. Mm. And the deputy, Officer Grayson, said something about the steam, you know, getting to them. And so she went to turn the stove off, and she picked up the pot. He thought of it as a threat and fatally shot her.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, it like I said, it was senseless, and it's unfortunate that those type of incidents keep happening to a certain demographic of people, and everyone acts oblivious to it. But once again, that's another story for another day. We know how that goes down. And last but not least, something is a little positive. Jess Hilarious, on The Breakfast Show, has her debut book, Till Death Do We Parent. This is her first book, which is about her co-parenting journey with her son's father, who's also a comedian. What's your take on that?
I think it's refreshing. Jess is, she's hilarious.
Yeah.
She is so funny, and for her to write a book like this, I believe that it can attract a lot of attention, and you can be able to see her as, you know, I'm pretty sure there's still going to be some comedy in it, but that's a very, very important topic of being able to co-parent with someone, and they seem to be making it work pretty well,
yeah.
So it can give a whole lot of insight to people who are looking at co-parenting. It's not always, you know, those co-parents who are always at odds with each other, always trying to put you on child support. It's not just about showing that part, but allowing you to see something positive in co-parenting. So
yeah.
I'm loving it. I'm looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, and this will be a different side of her for folks to see. I always believe no matter what your artistry is, you should be able to diversify your skills and be able to do multiple things. So that's going to be interesting. And there's a lot of people who do co-parent. I'm very much aware of that growing up myself. So, but now we're going to move to the segment of the show where we're going to introduce our guests. This young lady is nationally recognized as an educational leader with distinguished career dedicated to advancing academic excellence, equity, and student success. She serves as a teacher, counselor, principal, executive administrator, and Memphis Shelby County School Superintendent. Before, leadership roles with Detroit Public Schools, Community District, Chief of Leadership, and High Schools. And she has overseen 106 schools, 7,000 employees, and 51,000 students. That's a lot. So introducing to many and introducing to some, we have Dr. Marie Fagans on the show today.
Hello, hello. Great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You sound really good on paper.
Well, you listen. The goal, right, is to add up and be better in person and be that person for sure in reality. So my thinking has always been, as long as I can impact at least one life, you mentioned several thousand students, but if I could just get one, I think my work here has been done, and so still after it. Thank you for inviting me here. Good to be in your presence.
We thank you for coming on. So we're going to get right into it. My question, first question is what inspired your career in leadership and education?
Sure. So I am a business administration was my major at the University of Alabama. So I did not start off to go into teaching career path-wise or, you know, pursuit of education-wise. I actually wanted to go and be a CEO, make a whole lot of money. That was the goal. You know, at some point as a child, though, I recall, you know, you're writing your little books, when I grow up, I want to be. And for several years, it was teacher. But then I discovered how much educators make and decided that was not the path. And so I moved to Dallas, went to corporate America first, and I coached All-Stars cheerleading out there. Wow. And so being with, you know, students, if you will, and being in that energy, I'm like, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So return to school, get my master's, and that's how I ultimately entered the field of education. But leadership for me is not has not been about a role, hasn't been about a title. It's been about impact and influence. And so, you know, I've been doing that as long as I can remember, whether it was, you know, leading the line in elementary school or helping the teacher out or being class president or something. And leadership has just been something that I've been, you know, connected to and what I take value or, you know, find value in. It's not easy. It's not, you know, it's lonely. But I believe that it's worth it. And so just getting into it was being willing to stay with it, right? You're always a leader once you become one. And all of us are leaders just in different spaces. And just find it.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Your gifts and talents and figuring out where those two collide with what I would call your calling. And then that's where the magic happens. So that's how I landed where you've read about me being and you know, being able to do some of the things that I've done.
Okay. I heard you say you went to the University of Alabama, so you are a Crimson Tide, huh?
Proud alumna. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
I know I'm in Tennessee, but, you know, just let me get that out one time, and then we leave it there, right?
Well, it's okay with me. I'm neither a Tennessee Vol fan or whatnot, but, when you said University of Alabama, I was like, okay.
Yeah.
My niece as well. She is graduating in December.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes,
congratulations.
So excited. Can't wait to go.
You know, those times were good. So I'm sure, I hope she had a good experience. Bama was good to me. Created a lot of the leader that I am right now, provided a lot of the exposure that I was able to have with people who don't look, think, and speak like me in challenging spaces, but also being able to sit in tables or at tables and in rooms that you wouldn't normally be able to be in. And so it's a good experience.
It has to have been a great experience. I'm loving hearing about it.
Yeah.
I have always been passionate about building leaders. Tell us how the next level leaders began.
Next level leaders. I think you're referring to an initiative or a program that I started during my time in Detroit Public Schools Detroit Public Schools Community District. And so, you know, there's this gap between folks who want to take the leap or make the leap from school to the district level. So that's how I initially came up with it, because a lot of people just couldn't wait to, you know, leave being a principal or leave being, you know, assistant principal, whatever the case is, and jump to executive administration at the district level. And so it is, if you want to take your leadership to the next level, then let's take a look at where you are right now and how you're leading in the space that you're in.
Right.
Because I am a firm believer that, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. And so I don't truly believe that if you are, you know, a teacher right now, that you're going to suddenly start doing certain things a different way once you become an assistant principal or a principal or whatever you're aspiring to at that next level, even in corporate. You know, if you're trying to be a manager, you're not going to start showing up on time tomorrow if you're not showing up on time today. And so that particular initiative was to get into the gaps, to identify some sharp talent in the district, but also you don't have to wait until you apply for a position to get ready for the role.
Right.
And so sharing the vision of the superintendent so that you can see how your particular position plays into that role. So you're a teacher, but how does your position and what you do or don't do fulfill the vision of the leader of the district, right? And so that's everybody in between. It was 9 weeks for them, and they had the opportunity to meet with different leaders across the district in these different roles, but everyone had a problem of practice. And so there were real problems that the district was facing, and each group solved an issue. And so it's to sharpen the thinking and also to assure you that wherever you are right now, you have a solution, you can be an answer, you can heighten your leadership to such a degree that where you are right now, it contributes to the bottom line. You push us all forward, you shift the trajectory of the organization or the community or whatever it is. And so next level leaders, you know, just from the responses and the surveys only, not because I said so, was an outstanding opportunity for those 24 leaders.
You know, it's amazing. I looked at that and ironically enough, the way we actually got started, you know, we're doing CAP podcast now, but in 2022, I decided after doing a youth leadership program years ago that I want to do a youth leadership coaching program. And I started it in 2022, and Jerry and another friend, Shamel, who used to do the podcast with us, contacted me and said they were interested in helping to build young leaders. And now we went from there to here. So
good. If we can tap our youngest leaders, you know, that's where it really is. Each one literally bringing one along. Then we build the type of community that we want to see more of.
Exactly.
Yeah. So good.
It was a great experience.
Good. You, when one teaches to learn, right? You know, as a facilitator, you're also learning as well. As you teach, you too are learning as well. And so, you know, your leadership skills should sharpen, your knowledge of the respective area or whatever it is you're working on should heighten and improve as well. And so always eager to jump at opportunities to participate in initiatives like that, but also lead them as well and put them together. So good on you all. Good.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay, Dr. Fagans, what I wanted to ask you is, How do you navigate the challenges of being a superintendent in any capacity, in any district that you've been in? Like, how did you navigate your challenges in order to effectively, you know, impact positive?
Yeah. So in any role that I've had, you know, even most recently as former superintendent, it has been about seeing the people, understanding the system, but seeing the people inside of it. You miss the mark often, but if you reflect, you can, you know, do better next time. But staying open to learning, being coachable. I ask a lot of questions. I call on a lot of people, even if it doesn't feel like it. I value good wisdom from folks who have, you know, hit their head already on a few things.
Yeah.
But I also value innovation and being able to do something a little different and new and fresh, because after all, that's how your podcast got started, right? You wanted to put some more flavor and introduce something a little unique to the culture, to the community, And then just to the communication or the dialogue itself about, you know, hot topics and issues. And so in any role that I've ever served in, navigating the challenges comes with accepting accountability, doing what I say I'm going to do, owning, you know, my stuff, if you will.
Right.
Being nimble in many regards, but also being very firm in the areas where you need to. I know it's often called hard decisions and hard conversations, but not being afraid to do or have those, inviting folks into conversations and being a team player. But what most might not want to hear or embrace, which is why more people don't lead, is you have to also be okay with being misunderstood. Everybody won't like you, and they're not supposed to, and that's okay. Now, you don't show up trying not to be liked, but you will be misunderstood. Being a visionary, you will see things that other people don't see.
Right.
This is true.
At all, or long before they see them, if they ever see them, right?
Yeah.
I remember Dr. Martin Luther King, you know, he shared, you know, I won't get there with you. But he knew there was a there, right? Yeah. That it was going to be different than whatever it was that he was experiencing walking through. And he was committed to getting the leaders to the next point, right? And I think that's what we're responsible for doing is passing the torch.
Right.
But leaving this thing better than it was before we got here, right? And so if we hand our the next generation of leaders the same thing that we received, shame on us. And if it was, if it's worse, and absolutely shame on us. And so navigating any tough experiences, whatever that might be, also for me has been, I've processed it a little different. Tough is not leadership. Tough is when I went and sat with, you know, a student and their family and they didn't have a front door. That was tough. Tough is every child that I've ever met and they didn't have a stable home to go to. That's tough.
Yeah.
Tough is when I went in to pick up children from you know, their foster care home because there no one had transportation. That's tough. I don't live a tough life. You know what I mean? I'm very blessed. And so I don't play victim and I don't wallow in things when they don't go the way that I want them to. I try to figure out what's the lesson here to be learned, whatever that might be, and be okay with taking some kicks to the chin. Leadership is necessary.
It is.
Not everyone is called to it, and not everyone is going to be great at it. I want to be excellent. And so always just willing to learn and process things just a little bit differently than most people. This isn't tough. I'm all right, and I'm going to be all right. And someone else is going to be all right because I kept going, right? So I appreciate that question.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a woman who's always talking about detours. And I feel like
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Like, as we continue to grow, we're always going to hit some detours. We're going to get some cuts. We're going to get some bruises. But just being able to show those youth that even though we have them, we don't get stuck there.
Oh, no.
We don't quit.
Yeah.
Never quit.
Yeah.
And let it build you. Let it make you stronger.
Yeah.
And I've always, like, told them that if I'm doing great things. I want to see you do even greater.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, detours, I used to think about it that way, but I don't know that I see it that way anymore. I believe everything is exactly the way it's supposed to be.
I can agree with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Precisely the way it's supposed to be, right? I believe that how I respond to it, how we respond to it, determines what's next. But I believe that the path is the path, right? And it was never designed to be a straight line. It was always supposed to weave, right? But it, make sure we're going up and or forward, right? And not in a circle, but can you pivot? Can you adjust? And that's what we mean by resilient, right? How tough are you? Not how hard and numb are you, but how tough are you? Can you fall 7 and stand up 8? Absolutely.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely. And be ready for it. What's next?
Oh, yeah. My next question. It's remarkable that Detroit achieved its first increase, rising by 6.6%. Tell us about Operation Graduation and how you accomplished this goal.
Oh, y'all did your digging. Okay. Operation Graduation. So, you know, it's tough enough to have to underperform, let's say it that way, because I don't believe that the data and the statistics that are often attached to black and brown children mostly are reflective of their intellect, of what we are capable of doing. But that's the reality, and that's what people have to judge us by, right? And so a 63% graduation rate means we're not doing something well. And so when I entered the district, I made that commitment to my superintendent. What I shared was I can get us to 70%, like I know that. But that's still not enough. But I know we can get there. And so Operation Graduation, I believe in making things fun to the degree possible. We don't have to suffer while we're doing hard work,
right?
Because the work is hard and it will require a lot of us. And so I just made it into a competition. I rotated a trophy around each high school. So every week, once we started Operation Graduation, it was given to, I went and presented it to the school that demonstrated the greatest progress at the end of the previous week. And so showed up the next week and you get the trophy and we celebrate the work that was being done that previous week. Your responsibility as that school is to keep the trophy. And at the end, the trophy was given to the high school that demonstrated the highest increase. And in that case, it was about, you know, credit recovery and, fulfilling graduation expectations and requirements before graduation day so that we have a good idea and we know who's going to cross the stage and where we have to push in to do some more work. And so at the end, there was a teacher-student or a teacher-student basketball game. And then the trophy was issued at the end. Always fun to be acknowledged. I didn't want students to feel like because they had gotten so far behind that something was wrong with them. And more importantly, that it was impossible, although some of their circumstances did look and feel very impossible. We had students who were behind. They were needing to make up 12 and you know, 14 credits. And if you know anything, remember anything about high school, if you only need 18 to 24 and you're down 15, you know, that's just more than half of your high school career. Wow. And so I did not want students to quit, you know, before they got started. And so here's this competition. Let's have some fun with it. And so that's how we, you know, made that 6.6, you know, percent increase in just 1 year. And then we were able to do something comparable the following year. I think we landed at about 70% just before I left. Wow. 70, 71, I think. It may have been a little higher than that. I can't No, it was 72 point something. We came just shy of a full 10% just before I left in those 2.5 years. And so the work is not impossible, but it does take a team. Principals, the staff there were outstanding. I mean, you know, everybody saw the goal and wanted to fulfill it. And so it feels good on the other side, but they will tell you that I worked them. We worked.
I believe it. It's nothing wrong with a lot of this.
Yeah, it's worth it. Children are worth it. But, you know, in all honesty, the adults are worth it too.
Absolutely.
And that's always, well, not always, but it's too often overlooked. Teachers are doing great work. Educational aides and teachers' aides are doing great work. Secretaries in the front office are doing the work. The custodians are doing great work. Somebody had to stay and come and open those schools every time we, you know, went in on Saturdays and stayed late during the weekdays. The officers were doing great work. We had to have security. And so, you know, everybody played their role, professional school counselors, and who we don't shout out, but we give a tough time to, the parents stepped up. They provided the support. Many of them stayed in the game as well. They really, really quite understand, but they just knew their child was making some progress. And ultimately, they knew that they were going to come out and cross that stage on time. And that was once upon a time something that they weren't sure was going to happen.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, before we get into our cultivate, accumulate, and prosper questions, we're going to ask you one more question. You have accomplished so much in leadership and education. What's next for Dr. Marie Fagan?
Ooh, what's next? I don't know, but it needs to be now. You know, it's time to move forward and you know, put some things together. You know, everything has been on the table for me in terms of consideration and thought. I have explored, you know, well beyond what would be considered, you know, my boundaries. I don't know that I've ever had any for myself, but what would be placed on me as someone who has been an educator more of my life than not. I do know that impact is still the goal for me. Community influence is still the goal for me. What that looks like in terms of a position or, you know, I'm not quite sure just yet, but it is soon to come.
I love it. I love it. You are very inspiring.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
I want to say before I ask you my cultivating question is how you did with in Detroit with the motivating me being a former athlete.
Yeah.
I can appreciate when the competition because competitive.
Yeah.
Anybody that knows me know that two players that my two favorite players of all time, Michael Jordan,
that's
Kobe
right.
Bryant.
That's
Kobe
right.
was my age.
Yeah.
And so to do that, I can see how that increase the percentage because children, you know, like just like adults like to be if they're challenging, there's some sort of a reward to compete. Mm-hmm. The power of competition brings out a lot of times the best in folks.
Absolutely.
You know, it can bring out the worst in some people who who are sore losers, mm-hmm. but when you are a person that's really trying to go beyond your limits and prove not just others, but prove to yourself you can do something.
Yeah.
And that's how I did when I, even when I coached in the school system.
That's right.
You know, it's push my players to be like, I want you to be the best that you can be, but you got to want to be the best
that
you can be. So how you incorporated that with the trophy, that was a dope construct to do.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We go together, right?
Yeah.
Somebody seeing something in you that you don't see in yourself yet or at all. And then being willing to walk the way with you and make it fun. Iron sharpens iron. And
right.
so, you know, I want what's best for you, but I want you to be better than me as well. And that has always been my thinking. And so I'll push you and pull you and tug you, but we can't fail. That's just not an option. And so whatever it takes, you know, that's legal. I'm willing to do that and have always been willing to do that. And, you know, that's not always received. And it comes with the pushback. Right. I am a let's go like we can do this. And how dare all of us educated minds sit around a table and A, not believe that something better can happen, right? Mm-hmm. And be available. B, not believe that we are the people that are supposed to make it happen, that we have the intellect, that we have the resources collectively, that we have the energy, the drive, mm-hmm. The desire, and the will. The skill is there most of the time. It's the will, right? Mm-hmm. And to see it through. Sometimes we get right there and then mm-hmm. quit. Right, we get close to the edge or close to the finish line or to the goal and then quit. And I've watched too many of our students do that. But I've also watched too many of our adults do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Come just shy.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
I love the GED. Come just shy of going back to school and finishing the degree. Come just shy of completing that certification at work so they can get the, you know, the position or the promotion or whatever it is. Just shy. And you know how much just shy means and what that costs you.
Right.
I have no regrets because I've always left it all on the line. And part of that is being an athlete. But I watched Jordan. You can't watch Jordan and come out any other way if you're really watching the player, the athlete, the guy that was showing up before everybody else and staying mm-hmm. later. And, of course, I don't know him. I just feel like I do. But just having that mindset of it's I'm my own competition, and I want mm-hmm. you to feel the same way. And so if you just become the best version of you, you win. That's it. And so when you get young people to think like that and see themselves as they are today, imperfect beings with a lot of future left and the type of future that you want, if you're willing to work for it, absolutely. So 12 credits behind or not, let's go get it.
Let's do this.
Yeah. Back against the wall, I'm with you. I won't leave you there. And I hope that we can get some more people who feel like that as well to push.
Well,
just so you know, you got some people pushing right out there with you. I know
push,
I am.
Push.
Got to. I've heard Steve Harvey say before, the dream is free, but the hustle sold separately.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, you know, don't realize that. Like when it comes to anything, your education, your whatever occupation you're pursuing, or business or personal, you got to put in the work. Sweat equity's got to be put out there. Lip service is null and void.
So
how have you cultivated your two decades of experience in multiple school districts to impact the change that you've done when you look back over everything? Because two decades, that's a pretty good time.
I've been a lot. Woo, y'all telling on me. Two decades, right? They told me I wasn't old enough to do anything, right? Two decades. How have I cultivated that to yield the type of impact that I've been privileged to have and leave? You know, that's my goal in life has always been to help others achieve theirs. Mm-hmm. That has been my goal. That's the mission for me. I am people intensive, people driven. And like I said earlier, sometimes that rubs folks because I can mm-hmm. see the excellence in you. And pulling that out of you might not feel good. But I see you, right? And sometimes I want you to be mad at everybody that came before me that didn't see you and pull the best out of you, right? Yeah. But I get it, and I can take that. And so putting that all together, I learned very early on, at a very early age, that I would walk a different path, that my journey would feel a little differently, not better or worse, but it would be a little differently because I'd be doing some things at a younger age. I'm going to go first a lot, and I'll be the only a lot, and I've been all three of those. And so putting that experience together in every place that I've been has forced me to challenge myself as well. I'm a Southern girl. I'm from Alabama. Mm-hmm. But I knew that if I wanted to rise in administration, which is a heavily male-dominated, right, you know, arena, I would need to go somewhere else. And so that's how I ended up north in Cleveland, Ohio. I knew that the union was strong up north, mm-hmm. And not that unions are weak or anything in the South. It's just not, unions are different up north. It's
different ball game.
It was about a 200 plus page, you know, union, you know, Bible is what we called it, that I had to become acquainted with very quickly, mm-hmm. Because I believe in unions and their foundation, but there's work to do as well. And so figuring out how to do that work with unionization existing, right. While keeping students at the forefront, made a woman out of me. Cleveland made a woman out of me. It's a different beast, a different ball game. And so putting each experience from every level, from every space, from every city, is how I've been able to cultivate the type of impact that I have. But keeping people at the forefront, and keeping my energy high and my optimism higher. That's pretty much, that's how I live. This is me.
Being, you know, this is good.
Yeah, this is
this is good.
No, thank you.
It's refreshing. I'm like listening and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I got to ask another question.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
But it's really good. I'm actually learning a lot from you because I did a lot of growing. Mm-hmm. I'm like telling my age, but mm-hmm. I'll be 49 in December.
Beautiful.
And when I think about where I used to be with the low self-esteem and low self-confidence and being able to build that, but not only able to build it in me, but then helping others do the same.
That's right.
So in just listening to you, I'm like, yeah, I can definitely, definitely get that. Yeah. And it's a good feeling.
Good. It's good. Yeah.
Many have said they have accumulated wealth, prosperity, wisdom. What have you accumulated?
Peace. Light. And public trust.
I would love to hear you expound on those.
Yeah. And so when we think about how you asked, position the question, what have I accumulated? So what have I gotten a lot of over, you know, my short but long time on this side of the dirt? A lot of peace, because I've had to come to terms with things that didn't go my way a lot and very early. And so you learn to be at peace as often as possible and keep things in perspective. And so I'm able to just be light as well, but be light as well in dark places, in dark spaces. And I've wanted to light the way for others when I could, but also be the light if I could as well, but also allow my own light to shine for me also. And so light in multiple languages and meanings for me. But that comes from a commitment to being me, which require me to sit with me for a long time to know me. I'm very well aware of who I am and, you know, who I am not. And so I can just be light, right? And light in itself will shake up some things. And so public trust, hard earned, but earned more and more at every stage and in every state that I've been in. And that has come from everything that I've just shared with you, being authentic, being myself, having a commitment to something that's greater than me. And staying on the path wherever it leads, right? Trusting it. And being at peace with it. Because wherever I am, I belong there. And while I'm there, I'm going to do great work there. And impact is always the goal. Can you be effective? Can I be impactful? If not, I won't do it, then I won't go or I won't stay. Money doesn't drive me. It pays bills. Titles have never moved me. As you can see, I've had several of them. But if I can leave a life and touch it and make it just a little bit better, even if it's by agitation, then I consider, you know, my work here well done.
That's powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that is inspiring for you to say that, because a lot of time being a leader or any form of leadership, you're going to get your praise and you're going to get your criticism.
Yeah.
And a lot of times people can't handle the criticism. They love the praise, but they can't handle the criticism. Yeah. But in any form of leadership in any capacity, business, personal, family, marital, whatever it is, you got to be able to deal with both of them. And then, like you said, be at peace. And I'm having to learn that myself just over time because, you know, I have a strong drive when anything that I do. And sometimes, you know, you can see people not understanding what you're trying to do.
Right.
And just the human side of you be like, I don't care what you're talking about. I'm still going to do what I'm going to do.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yeah.
But not letting that contaminate this mentality here, this mental space.
Right.
And it's a work in progress. I mean, I'm a lot better than what I used to because a lot of times you will want to be like, man, if you... But you learn to just, you know, and I'm still learning that. Even at, I'm having a birthday next week, even at the age that I'm turning next week.
Yeah.
Just learning to adapt and continue to grow because you never stop growing until you leave this earth.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
Absolutely.
So just to hear you say that with everything that has happened and going on or whatnot, off the record or whatnot, just to finally meet you, I admire that, and to hear that, and I see the genuineness in
it. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because lot of people, if you only see clips of somebody in the news or on social media, that's all you see until you actually meet them, you have an experience with them, you talk to them, you don't know. All you know is what you see is they say like a sound bite, and you left to come to a conclusion off that, but when in reality, until you actually meet a person and know a person's journey or at least some of their journey, then you get better understanding of the character of that person.
Yeah, I you know, the heat of the seat is what I often say and refer to it. It's hot. Everybody or many people think they want it until they get in it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take the blows, the no's, the yays, and the praise. I try to remain even keel. I get that from my dad. He's not moved by much. And so I anticipate criticism. It is how I navigate it for me, which is how I, you know, evaluate if I was effective or successful or not. There are some things that, I wish I could have explained that a little bit better. Or, But overall, still content with and still respectful of the journey itself,
right.
Because the criticism will come regardless. As you hear critiques, I am mindful about who's giving it, though, because many people are committed to misunderstanding. They don't want to understand. Those folks you have to be okay with. But overall, in any seat that you sit in, until you can sit in it and people criticize you and you remain quiet, you're not ready for leadership. Because you always have the opportunity to bark back, to say something back, to defend yourself justifiably or not, to explain, over-explain, re-explain. You always have the opportunity to strike back. We live in a culture right now where people like to punch low. I just don't have the energy. And so, you know, I respect opinions. I inspect the opinions, though. And so what I mean by that is I dig in to see if there's something I can glean and get from it. Mm-hmm. And then I take the meat and toss the bones. I get in the comments. When I was in the role, I got into the comments because they reflect the people we serve. And who am I to run away from folks saying hard and sharp things? Mm-hmm. That's how we do better. That's how we strengthen transportation. That's how we fix the classroom. That's how we know that there's a leak in room 201 because somebody put it in the comments. You know, that's how you figure out things. So I don't run from the hard things. I do disconnect, though, when I know that people just want to hurt me. Because I know that you have been hurt, because hurt people hurt people.
Exactly.
And so I would not lower myself or participate in that because I know better. And I think we're always held responsible for what we know. And I wouldn't be where I am if I wasn't trusted with trouble and I didn't have the privilege, you know, to experience a whole lot at a very young age. And so you take it all in stride. And as you've said, hey, you're proud of yourself. You're going to get better tomorrow, too. And next year this time, you will be unrecognizable. And that's the goal. And you just keep on putting one foot in front of the other and not being so hard on yourself. We are human beings. So I extend what I want, which is grace. And even if I don't get it back, I know that I gave it.
Shows a person of character.
Yeah.
So with all your achievements and experiences, how has it allowed you to prosper?
I'm here. You know, I get to share the experience, and there wouldn't be anything to share if I didn't, you know, have some hard times. I wouldn't have anything to share if I stayed in a bubble, if I didn't kick through some ceilings, if I didn't embrace the tap that is you go first so mm-hmm. that you're not the last to have this opportunity. I consider it a great blessing to for God to have chosen me for this path. I don't know that I would want it any other way. And having walked through and still walking through all that has been, I say that comfortably to you two first out loud, I wouldn't change a thing. Mm. That two is an achievement. 295 days, I would have never envisioned that a tenure would have been that duration. But I have gone from why me to why not me to it had to have been me. Mm. And so when you think about all that you have achieved, whatever that might be, even if it's being able to be a caretaker to your mom or you know, being a great father because yours wasn't the best, or being the first to graduate from high school, or traveling outside of the state of Tennessee. You know, the achievement is different for all of us. I consider it all a blessing, and the opportunity that lies ahead of me, I'm going to maximize it the same way I've done these past few years.
That is,
I love it. Wow.
Yeah, that's powerful.
It is.
And it makes a lot of sense and it really hits home because opportunities, responsibilities, obligations, all of those things run concurrently. Mm-hmm. And you, wherever you are in your life, you have to be ready for it. Once you're grown, like I tell the students that I mentor or deal with on a day-to-day basis. And they're like, Coach Davis, why do you say certain little things? And I tell them, I'm like, because you're at this stage now, but you in a rush to get grown? Trust me, once you get grown, there's no coming back. I'll be telling them, so that don't part. Rush to get grown. Yeah. I was once there, so I understand. And, you know, but I'm just, I let them know, like, because once you're grown, there's no coming back to this stage. And now it's not on mama, daddy, nana them, or Uncle JJ, or whoever is taking care of you.
Yeah.
It's on you. And so all those things run concurrently, and you have to be ready for the challenge every day. And I'm not a baseball person. I'm more football, mm-hmm. basketball, and martial arts, and boxing. But okay. with baseball analogy, every day you got to step up to the plate.
Yeah,
swing. Sometimes you're going to knock it out of the park. Swing sometimes you're going to strike out. But you got to keep swinging.
That's right.
And that's the analogy I give them. Like, you got to swing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every day.
And perfect that swing. You'll hit. All you need is one.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you know what happens when you hit it once? You know you can hit it again.
Yeah.
Right? And so, you know, striking out a few times is fine. You learn to eat no's for breakfast. Like, that no gets me one more no closer to a yes. And so, you know, getting stuck is not an option.
Mm-hmm.
And so it all runs together. I think once you realize you're built for it, you just start to think differently. I'm built for this. You might not know what this is yet, but you're built for it. Whatever comes your way, you are built for it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that has happened to you, for you, and through you has prepared you for whatever this is and certainly whatever next is. Yeah, walk with it. You know, walk to it, believing in you. We don't believe in ourselves enough. We look for that outside of ourselves on social media. We look for it from our folks, our parents. We look for it in stuff, clothes, cars. We look for it in friendships and relationships. That's why everything breaks us so quickly, right? The things that we allow to make us break us very easily. But if you believe in you, that's pretty tough to break. And you wouldn't dare be your own barrier or roadblock, and hopefully not your own worst enemy by the things that you say to yourself or expose yourself to. And so, you know, keep showing up for you and believing in you. Yeah.
Well, that was definitely some great wisdom nuggets you gave us, Dr. Fagans. Now we're going to move into a segment of our show where we have a little fun.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's called Top Five. I'm going to give you top five of a category and then let you give your answer. And then Erica's going to do hers and let you give your answer. So based off, you know, reading your bio, you know, I'm top five beverages. Now, I'm going to give you my top five beverages, whether it's organic, alcoholic, or whatever, you know, just coconut water, green tea, spring water, pomegranate juice, and red wine. It's my top five beverages. So what would be your top five beverages, regardless of...
Well, y'all gonna think I'm real boring. Water.
Okay.
Buy water, B-A-I water. Every now and then, lemonade, orange juice, and cranberry juice.
Okay.
And if you want me to replace one of the waters, because that might not be fair, you can put some ginger ale in there.
Ginger ale.
That's it.
Ginger ale or ginger ale?
It depends on if you're sick or not.
You know, growing up.
Ginger ale if you're sick.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. And some crackers.
You know what? Every single one of those, all of his I like, and all of yours I like. So it's not too boring. Okay. Unless I'm boring. Hey.
Well, good.
Quite
good,
possible.
Good. No.
Okay, so I read you are... a reader. You love reading.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I wanted us to give our top five genres of books. I can go first.
Okay.
Leadership, of course. Leadership books.
Yeah.
I like a good mystery.
Do you?
Yes. I do like a good mystery because I like to see if I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Our last guest was this author, Tamika Frost.
Okay.
And she had like the psycho thriller.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. So psycho thrillers. Okay. I like a little romance now and then. And I like fiction, particularly some comedy or something that's going to make me laugh but keep my attention.
Okay. Okay. So I am biographies. I like real stuff. Let me see your life and how you lived it. whoever that might be. It parallels with documentaries. I love documentaries. I like leadership books, education books, literally about the field of education, psychology. Mm. I am big on understanding people, human development, how the mind works, counseling. I am a certified counselor, and so just understanding how to navigate the traumas and our real lived experiences, and so books in that nature. And then, you know, as I was growing up, I liked a little, you know, sci-fi, but I've gotten away from that. Got away from that very young. It was just wasn't real for me, if you know what I mean. As you can see, all the other books that I've named are just concrete stuff that is just, okay, that's real. But as I was growing up, those were some of my favorites.
You said psychology. I can agree with you on that one. I actually got my bachelor's in social services.
Okay.
And had to take every single psychology there was.
Yeah.
They were my favorite classes.
Yeah.
Like, if I could, like, get some of those books in my hands again, that would be so awesome. Leadership and psychology,
absolutely.
I can go with that.
Absolutely.
All righty. So, good to know that you used to be into sci-fi, huh?
I know. It's my first time saying that out loud. I did. Something about allowing the imagination to flow, right? Mm-hmm. Beyond what you can immediately see. Now you've heard me say what I like to read is what you can immediately see. I've just flipped, but just a greater touch to reality for me is where I am now. But yeah, sci-fi was just, you know, just watching stuff that didn't make sense, but it could in some way.
Well, sometimes it's good to unplug from the day-to-day grind, you know, whatever that may be, whether it's sports or. For me, it can be that or music, because I love my music, 90s R&B, 70s, 80s.
Yes.
Or even dabbling with some food, you know, some good cuisine or whatnot. Just whatever. Everyone has to.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to work, and then you got to relax.
Sure.
Yeah, so you got to have a balance. It's,
you think there's a such thing as balance?
I think there can be, but a lot of times folks don't do it. I've been guilty of it before, but I know that there is such thing as a balance.
I'll have to let y'all do that on another show. I don't know. I think it's a choice.
I'm still trying to master it.
Think it's a choice, like with anything else, but it's just the discipline in that choice, like when it comes to anything else, because, you know, if you just keep going and going, you know, your body will sit you down. I've had that happen. So I was like, no, I ain't got to listen to that again.
Sure.
So, so I think it's a choice, but you got to have the discipline behind it to make time to be like, okay, because one thing for certain, one thing's for sure, the world's going to keep going whether you're doing something or you're not.
Yeah.
So I had to come to that conclusion a long time ago because I was always like, gotta hustle, gotta grind.
Yeah.
And I still do, but then I'm like, I better pull back, because if your body tells you, then you need to sit down, bro.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to listen to it. Yeah. So I try not to let it get to that point.
Something tells me you got a whole lot of wisdom on that one, too.
No, I haven't landed on, I don't know that I think of it as balance as much as I believe that, you know, everything in moderation is necessary. Mm-hmm. I have not struck balance. I don't know what that looks like or feels like, because I don't feel imbalanced, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a major part of that is because work has never felt like work for me.
Right.
You know? And so it has been body crashing, meaning, oh, okay, time to sit down. That's how you realize you need a moment, right? It has been things like that for me in my journey, because it hasn't felt like work. Getting walking pneumonia, so obviously you can still keep going and not know that you have it. And so it's been those things that have told me to take a pause. But balance, I don't know. I haven't arrived at fully believing that there's a such thing as balance. when people say work-life balance. And so I just always ask what thoughts are.
It's interesting you should say that, because I've gotten to the point where it's been hard to lately with this job, but I love to at times take a mental break.
Sure.
It's needed.
Sure.
No matter who you are, you need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Laugh a lot. You know, I like to travel and do some things. And so that's helpful. Go seeing new spaces and faces and
that's my go to.
Yeah, traveling. Getting out of the zone.
Yes.
I was hoping you would not ask me about songs. I cannot remember titles and people and all those things. So good there.
Yeah,
but music is a go to as well.
Yeah, I love my music. I love traveling and working out.
Good.
So those are things.
Good, good, good.
So before we go to this next segment of Banana Peel, for everybody who's watching, to send your questions to us for Banana Peel, you send it to the CapPodcast3@gmail.com. That is the CapPodcast3@gmail.com. Send your questions for the Banana Peel. And now, without further ado, we're in the segment of the show with the Banana Peel. And today we have another good one that one of our listeners, subscribers have sent in. So it says, "Hey, JD and Erica, I'm a successful account manager at a pharmaceutical firm that I've been working for 6 years now. My contribution of revenue I have brought into the company is over $12 million. Recently, I was passed over for a much-deserved promotion. I am one of only two black people at the firm. The other lady works in HR. With all the changes going on with DEI and affirmative action under the current administration, I couldn't help but feel this played a part. I don't want to come off as the stereotype angry black man, but what should I do? This is Carlos from El Paso, Texas." Hmm. So Erica's going to give her take. I will give my take, and then we will allow our esteemed guest, Dr. Fagans, to give her take on that. So, Eric.
Wow, Carlos. So you said you're successful. You're a successful account manager at a pharmaceutical firm. I can say you're right in feeling this way. You've done a lot of great things at the company and probably feel like you're not getting everything that you actually deserve. I would say if you decide that you want to take this further and say something about it, be prepared. Be prepared for what you may hear. Be prepared for the criticism. Be prepared for whatever comes your way. But by all means, if you feel like you need to say something, think about what route you would want to go and do it. But just remember, there's going to be backlash. There's always going to be people say, you always want to bring up the race card, or you always want to feel this way. But be firm in whatever you decide to do. But no, you are not wrong. So many times we decide, okay, I'm already successful. I'm already doing great things, so I won't worry about it. But of course, we never want to just stay where we are. So if that's what you deserve, I would say go after it. And you're never wrong for feeling that way.
That was a good take, Eric. I would say this, Carlos. Whoever is over you, yeah, you need to prepare yourself for that hard conversation that you want to have, because you've been there for 6 years. I'm a numbers dude. So 6 years, you brought over in $12 million. That's equivalent to $2 million a year. And that's not chump change. And in your industry, pharmaceutical sales, I mean, all hospitals, pharmacies need pharmaceuticals from there. excuse me. With what's going on currently, I can see how that may look, and it might be, it may not, but it just might be. Choose your words carefully.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you got to walk on eggshells, but just make sure you're going in there with the mindset of being firm, but also listening for understanding, speaking with wisdom, but getting to the heart of the matter. And you may get the answer that you seek, and then again, you may not. But if you don't, then you need to come up with a plan of action. Do you want to stay there, or do you want to pivot somewhere else? So I would say just make sure you look at it from that angle, and just go in there with an open ear, open mind, but also be firm in your conviction. Dr. Fagans, what's your take?
This is interesting for me. I don't know Carlos's specific, situation and in terms of if he desires to be there or if, how many times he's applied or anything like that. But I do recall many times in my own journey where I have felt like this was something I deserved and I had to give it a different meaning. It was something I desired. And was I prepared for it? Was that the right timing? And was there something greater that lied ahead and this was just an opportunity to sharpen?
Right.
And so being careful not to get stuck in, that was for me, because I believe that what is for me won't pass me, right?
Exactly.
And so it took me 11 shots before I got my first assistant principal opportunity. I believed in each one of those interviews I was the person for that job. But I didn't get it until the 12th one, right? And so I, in this particular instance, I don't know that I would operate as though I would be perceived as an angry Black person or anything like that as much as I would be sure about what I want to get out of this. And so I would definitely do it face-to-face, and I would position myself as someone who just wants to learn so that when the next opportunity comes, that I'm prepared for it. If this is a space that is okay with giving feedback, sometimes they don't give feedback in the process, then I would just ask for, some feedback. But the sharper the question, the greater the response that he could get, while knowing that this just might not be his time.
Right.
But to keep showing up and keep giving and investing and contributing to the company, because while it's supporting the company's bottom line, it's still a reflection of your work, right? It's a reflection of who you are.
Exactly.
And what you bring to the table. And you can always bring the table to the table. That doesn't change because you didn't get that promotion yet. And so I would end with saying, just put a yet behind it. I didn't get the promotion yet. And so if a promotion is what you are seeking, Carlos, then a promotion is what will come. But it may not be where you are. And so remain encouraged. Enter that conversation as a learner, and certainly honor the opportunity to sharpen where you can, and then be prepared when the opportunity comes the next time, because it's coming.
I love it.
Well, Carlos, that was some good advice given by Dr. Fagan. So I definitely could see her point of view with that. I could see how you could possibly see things that way, because, of course, we only know what you sent to us through email. We're not down there at the firm that you're at, so we don't know the day-to-day goings and comings of what goes on, especially if you're only one of two Black people at the firm. You're in El Paso, Texas, which I know I've never been to El Paso, Texas, but I know it's not like Houston or Dallas where there's a lot of people.
The demographics are different.
The demographics are different, yeah. So I know all those things play a part. But like I was saying also before, just assuming the worst, just going there with an open mind and listen to get understanding, and definitely, of course, do it face-to-face, never over emails, because that's never good, and I've experienced that too.
Definitely.
And I'm like, why do these folks want to talk to me face-to-face? But, that's the nature of some people. And just what's for you, it will be for you, and whether it's there or whether the Most High bless you with another opportunity.
That's right.
So
there's always room for another opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we wish you the best with that, Carlos. So, and thank you for sending in your letter and for subscribing and supporting the podcast. Yeah. So we've had a great show today, and now we want to give our esteemed guests the opportunity to let our viewers and subscribers know what she's got coming up next, any endeavors she's got in the community leading up for the holidays. Any of those things you can have at it.
Well, I don't have, you know, anything specific coming up that I want to promote, but I would take the opportunity to say thank you all again for having me here. This has been some good shared time. I do hope that something was said that, you know, you can take and crunch on and munch on and reflect on. But I would like to encourage all of us. We talked earlier about we have to want it for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I would say the major roadblock that comes in between where we are and what we want next sometimes is just asking a question, just reaching out to ask somebody something. Mm-hmm. Because you may not know where to get it or how to get it. And so I want everybody to just take that first step, whatever that is, to figure out where you'd like to be next. That's presuming you want to be somewhere else different or do something more or elevate. But also, it's okay if you're content with where you are as well, but not being afraid to ask a question to someone so that you can get the knowledge about what's next for you to make that happen. Vote. Go register to vote. Get registered to vote wherever you are.
Yes.
It doesn't matter to me who you vote for, as long as you participate actively. And become civically involved. If whatever this next time around is your first time voting, then so be it. Congratulations to you. But stay involved. What's happening around us is happening to us, but it can also be better through us if we exercise certainly the right to vote, but also staying involved in our local areas in terms of showing up and asking questions and being involved and connected into our spaces. And then finally, love on yourselves, love on each other, and be good to each other. I think that love can take us a long way as well. So I love you all. I appreciate you for having me. And if no one's told you today, I love you as well.
I love it.
That's powerful, and that's very thoughtful, and it's reciprocated.
Definitely
for having you come on as a guest during your busy schedule. And it's just good to finally meet you and sit down and have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
I never go off based off what I see in media or whatnot.
Absolutely.
Just strictly by sound bites or what others say.
Yeah.
Because until you actually meet a person or hear certain things come out of a person's mouth, you don't know them. But we're living in a time where people are quick to judge based off either what others say or what is shown in the algorithm to make it look a certain way.
Yeah.
And I always try to, like I said, get understanding before I make any decision or perception of anybody.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's not exercised a lot today.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the children look up to grown folks who do that, so that's why they do what they do, you know. So
I do want to say this. It's not – we've had some awesome guests.
Yeah.
Some amazing guests. I've been really grateful for, you know, the people we have been able to have on this show.
Good.
You make two now, though. Where you're speaking and I'm like really actively listening.
Mm.
Like I'm soaking it all in because there's a whole lot of wisdom there.
Thank you.
The only one that I can think that did it like that, so now it's one female and one male, was Coach Lionel Hollins.
Mm.
It's just, you know, that speaking that you can just actually listen to and soak it all in, like, okay, I'm really gaining something from this.
Good.
So thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for creating the space for it to flow easily and make it happen. I appreciate folks who think for themselves, but I also understand that whatever the experience folks have had with me has been their experience. And it was just that. And so we keep living and keep learning, but also keep leading. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Two things before I begin. Right there, those of you who are watching, you see that big red block? It says subscribe. Go ahead and click right there. Right there. Click on that button. Make sure you subscribe. Tell your friends and then tell them to subscribe and tell a friend and tell a friend and tell a friend. That's one. Two, if you are needing a person for a speaking engagement or you're needing a life coach, you can book me at www.ericadjackson.com, or you can email me at Ephesians6pro@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram as ejizzle34, as Ephesians 6 Productions and E6 Coaching, and you can find me on Facebook as Erica Jackson, Ephesians 6 Productions and E6 Coaching and Consulting. I'm available for conferences. I'm available for workshops. I would love to come to schools, be it colleges, high schools, middle schools, to come talk to your students. So look me up, book me, and I'll be very happy to join you. So now, today, for today's Detours moment. Okay, so here's the thing. Don't put onto someone else what God requires you to do. I'm going to say that again. Don't put on someone else what God requires you to do. So not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before that, I was asked by a church member if I would be an MC at their event that was coming up that Saturday. Mind you, I am a motivational speaker. I am always looking for a chance to speak, just like I just said to you guys just a short while ago. But I noticed that I would start to give excuses why I may not be able to do anything, or if I can't do it, then maybe this person can. And I was reminded, God reminded me something of he told me years ago. Don't put onto someone else what he's requiring you to do. I had to grow up. I had to realize that there is a lot inside of me. There's a lot that God has manifested inside of me. And sometimes we have to get to that point. And sometimes there's people who will bring that to our remembrance. My pastor brought it to mind. And if I had said no or allowed someone else to do that event, I went to it Saturday and I was blessed beyond measure. I even had someone who actually prayed for me that I didn't even know, who spoke life into me. There's a possibility of it giving me other events to speak at. So keep moving forward. Don't let anything, don't offer excuses for everything, because you just might miss the chance to do something that's going to take you even further on this path in life that God is leading you on. So listen to God's leading and go ahead and step out and do what God has called you to do.
That was powerful, Erica. Definitely another wisdom nugget. So before I do the brain drop moment, that link below that you see, if you need a speaker, someone to host on, be a host or be on your panel, linktree.com/Jerry Davis. My handles on social media is Life Coach Jerry Davis. And I'll be glad to be a part of that. The brain drop moment for today. You will lose tomorrow reaching back for yesterday. Let me say it again. You will lose tomorrow reaching back for yesterday. Every day is a chance given by the Most High to do things. Every day he wakes you up, that's a blessing within itself. the failures, the setbacks that happened yesterday, we will think about that, but it should only be for a moment. Once that moment, however long that moment is that you allow that you define, once you reflect on it, now it's time to move past it. Because if you dwell on it, you're not going to be ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow has its own set of challenges. Tomorrow has its own set of blessings and opportunities. I've had to learn this for myself because when you are a person that is wired to, like, I need to get this right. I need to win this. I need to make sure I make a positive impact on something or someone. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's not about being vain. It's not about being conceited or any of that. But we all have flaws. We all make mistakes. And we all have experienced failures. Take all of that and allow it to motivate and inspire you to the next step that's going to be greater than what that was. So you don't want to lose tomorrow by reaching back for yesterday. And just keep that in mind. And whatever that you do, that is the Brain Drop for today. We have had a great show. We want to once again want to thank our esteemed guest, Dr. Fagans, for taking the time to come on here. And everyone, keep subscribing to the podcast. We're trying to season three. Before the year is up, we'll be rolling into next year, prayerfully, hopefully for season four. And we just want to continue to put out good content, have great inspiring guests. So keep subscribing, keep telling folks about the podcast. And I'm going to leave you with what I leave you after every episode. If you're going to be anything in life, be for real. This is JD.
This is Erica J.
Peace.
See y'all later.